Hello and welcome to the Cult of Tea and Dice. I'm Hardwick and today I shall be running Star Wars Red Blades. This is session 4 of Cestus Calling. We have our players here. I will start with Loka. He's in the middle.
I think I am in numbers as well. I am 12th brother. I am a Miraluka Inquisitor.
And then we have Mordrigan.
Hello, I am 19th brother, and I am a Kamarsi Force Rager.
And we also have Blooded.
Hello, I am Blooded, and I am playing the 17th brother. He's a tiny, angry, angry Ewok.
And he's in a box.
Usually. Yep. He is usually in a box.
Okay, and does anyone remember what you were doing last time?
We got some experiments done on us without our consent nor knowledge, is basically how it works out, I think, is what they did. The medical place at Cestus seems to have, a really high security shit. They're clearly doing something dodgy. We knew they were doing something dodgy with eels. Which have come up a couple of times while we've been here. Sorry, bear with me. I'm just going to mute that.
I mean, the eels are...
They're a thing. They're very definitely a thing.
They're a thing, but they were there already.
Yeah, the eels are a general problem. And then the whole place kind of smacks of dodgy genetic engineering / testing / bioweapons / who the fuck knows what, but they've definitely got dark troopers here, so it's pretty high level shit. Because we spotted one of those while we were being led the long way through the base, presumably so that we didn't see anything we weren't supposed to see. Nota bene, we suspect that seeing the dark trooper was one of the things we weren't supposed to see, but we did. So here we are. Generally speaking, they were friendly, if not helpful. And not particularly friendly, if I'm honest. They were neutral, if not helpful. We left very much of the opinion they've just done some medical shit to us that they didn't need to do, and we might want to work out how and why they did that at some point later, i.e. not now when we're busy. We asked for a load of information about eels and general monsterage. Mm-hmm. Which we were provided, but it was fantastically not useful. Everybody seems to be really frightened of the beast, but they aren't very clear on what it is or what they are. I need to add water to this pipe. And generally, it definitely gave me it's big, it and it's black and it's hairy and I be afraid of it vibes. For those of you who may be familiar with the two Ronnies show. Mordrigan is digging deep because his brain is not working today. Basically we got some information while we were at the medical place, and then we were like, okay, well, we are going to go to this Jedi fucking temple then, and you guys are all getting filed under deal with later. Because something's going wrong.
We did find out one thing in particular.
Okay, good.
No matter what's going down here, we don't have clearance to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
As in, we directly asked the commanding officer of this installation, and he said, yes, about that.
It's classified. So we were like, okie dokie then. If we don't have clearance, then it's real serious shit.
Yarp.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Indeed.
We have a copy of the topology of the entire planet as well.
Yes, so we did get that.
Really nice high resolution maps as far as they have them. What else? Oh, yeah. For anyone who sees through the Force, looking in almost any direction that is not up or down and even to some degree down, everything is like one of those crawling background screensavers.
Yeah.
Those eels are creepy.
Yay, eels. Eels up inside, yeah. Anyway, I don't think the Mighty Boosh would sue us for singing their songs, but let's not risk it. Anyway.
But I believe you were heading back to the ship with your pilot who also...
Yeah, well, he didn't get medicaled. They claimed he'd gotten medicaled, but he'd gotten a completely different medical that mostly involved just sitting about.
No, he had the same scan as you.
Oh, did he?
It didn't take as long or something.
Oh, well.
There was something that made it obviously not exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Possibly the lack of high-ranking individuals doing the scan.
I mean, there's that. But basically, it made it seem like getting good quality medical scans of, you know, force users might be something that they were particularly interested in. Certainly, that's how it felt to me. But anyway, yes, I believe we were in the process of heading back to the ship so that we could plan accordingly. And I think, had we handed over the Weequays?
Yes.
Yeah.
Done that.
Having had a bit of an interrogation of them ourselves, obviously, because
they were somewhat surprised at our packing methods for them.
Boxes.
Well, at least one box. The other one was missing a hand, so he was a bit more docile.
Maiming tends to do that. Anyway, I guess we're on the trail to the ship. I warn everybody in advance, my brain is somewhat fried.
Once we get back to the ship, which I'm assuming happens with no event, I will probably commandeer a mission planning room. There will be several on a cruiser like this. and I'm going to load up the map data and scroll over to the bit with the template.
Okay. When you get aboard the ship, Agent Burns has already kind of set up a room for you.
See, this is why we like Agent Burns. Agent Burns is fucking great. If he turns out to be a fucking rebel, I am going to be so cross. If either him or our rando scout troopers or rando Calrissian turn out to be fucking rebels, I'm going to break the ship in half.
But for now, they're useful.
Indeed.
The scout troopers are also there, but they're like just kind of in a corner, not being very useful.
I mean, that's par for the course for these guys.
I mean,
pretty much.
Presumably, they are chugging whatever the Imperial equivalent of Monster is.
They probably have large amounts of like calf.
Sith energy drink.
Oh dear.
Darth Vader does the adverts.
Oh, I can almost see it happening.
Would you like to fight for the Empire, but you are feeling very tired? Drink Sith energy drink. Now available in Red Darth Maul flavor.
Only half the caffeine.
The dark side.
Anyway.
Anyway, so is anyone else doing anything else? Are you all heading straight to the planning room?
Actually, there is one thing I will do before I go commandeer the planning room that Burns has already commandeered because he's psychic. I will ask the captain if there have been any noteworthy events whilst we've been dirt side.
No, there haven't been any instances to report. We're just in a high orbit.
No ships in or out, nothing like that. Actually, did we notice much traffic on the way in?
I don't think there have been any ships in. There is a large-ish like spaceport area, but you haven't seen any.
Okay.
Any movement.
Alrighty then. We encounter Burns at some point fairly quickly, I'm assuming. I'm going to ask him about his inevitable transmission surveillance operation and whether or not it's caught anything interesting. Because he's ISB, of course he's got one.
Huh. Of course he's got one. He doesn't have anything to report since we arrived in the system.
Interesting. And you've got us a briefing room. Excellent. Thank you very much, Agent Burns. You continue to be useful.
Thank you, sirs. If you need anything else...
Not just now, but I'm sure something will come to mind.
He scurries off.
What I really need at the moment is for there to be less fiddly bits on a death dread. There were a lot of fiddly bits on it.
Probably not going to happen.
Anyway, so...
That was weird. Did you see the eels? All squirmy and shit.
No, I didn't see any eels. I did see the dark troopers and the fact that they did medical tests on us and the general shiftiness, shall we say?
Yeah, either they really are above our pay grade or that base commander just pulled something real ballsy for someone who was in lightsabering distance.
I'm going to assume that they are indeed actually, in fact, above our pay grade. They've got dark troopers.
True.
They don't get handed out just willy-nilly. Let's be perfectly honest here. We don't have any with us.
That's true.
And we're hunting Jedi. So,
all right. I will fiddle with the impressive table that these rooms always have, and a hologram of the planet comes up, and I will make it produce a suitable hologram of the temple zone.
Okay, so the temple area is to the east of the military base, medical center, etc.
Dodgy hole full of dodgy people, yes.
Mm-hmm. If you say so. The terrain is kind of foresty.
Forest with a side order of eel, I assume?
You can be pretty certain that there are going to be eels floating about. Well, not floating about.
Squirm.
They keep the eldritch eels, so they might be floating.
Squirming about.
Possibly, but slithering. More likely just wriggling.
I am going to try and assess reasonable landing locations because I seem to remember this temple was a bit shot up.
So from like above, it's kind of a keyhole shape, cleared area in the forest. You've got the right place, but it's not. Doesn't obviously look like a temple. There isn't much of an entrance. It seems to be partially collapsed. You could probably land like a small or three small ships.
So we go in TIE fighters. Well, interceptors.
Anything else is going to be trickier to land without some kind of clearing.
My brain just tried to supply the words eel-based intervention. But
I mean, you could try that if you like.
That's like the worst self-help book known to man. Eel-based intervention for beginners. I did mention my brain has gone a bit funny, right?
Yeah, you did.
Cool.
It has supplied further evidence.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think we're probably going in our TIE fighters.
Do we bring Rando?
Not enough space to bring Rando as well.
Well, not land him, but...
I think if we just have Rando fly round and round and round above where we are, something bad will happen to Rando. And I quite like Rando, so let's not get Rando murdered for no...
That's fair.
Because he's actually, you know, competent. That's rare in TIE fighter pilots.
Also true. I guess we... You say foresty as opposed to jungly.
Mm-hmm.
Anything requiring special equipment? Or are we going to be, you know, 2-hour walk on end or style of...
I mean, we've got an Ewok, so...
Yes.
And every time I've seen reports about Endor, besides the Ewok raids, it seemed reasonably pleasant. Breathable air, decent temperature, environment not actively trying to kill you like some planets I could mention.
Just the local tiny angry bears.
I did say barring the Ewoks. But, okay, so I guess nothing really in the way of special equipment, just take the TIE fighter taxi.
One of the scout troopers has put up his hand in the corner of the room.
Dear gods. Okay.
Yes, hello.
What about some kind of fencing to keep the eels out?
Are you volunteering to deploy it?
No, we should like, you know, when they make a suggestion, we should listen.
I'm serious. Because we've got to be dealing with the temple itself. If there is fencing that can be repaired, or, you know, something that can be fortified whilst we're doing that.
Well, I'm sure your graces would be able to keep back the eels, but you're probably going to be busy doing something else.
I mean, I'm kind of shocked. This is actually like a very good thought. What do eels not like specifically? What do they dislike? Are they like sensitive to sound or?
I'm going to start
salt.
I am going to start paging through the reports about them
salt
as best
slugs,
I can.
Yes, salt is slug.
So it's quite a lot of things, actually. But
I mean, the Imperials have gone for, let's just build a massive brick wall and
yeah,
that will keep them out.
Right.
Sadly lacking in the rapid deployment department, but if the area is still cleared, as best their regular scans have shown, something must be keeping it cleared.
It might be stone.
I will check the map data. What does it say it is?
What does say what, sorry, is?
The map data for the cleared area around the temple, is it like stone or is it forest floor dirt or what?
Was it not covered in forest, basically?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It looks like it's just ground that's been cleared. There are some like old bits of temple strewn about. Which is stone, but
so it very much it seems to like be it just hasn't quite caught up yet.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, kind of scorched ground that's recovering.
Right. Okay.
You know what? I'm going about this all wrong. Captain?
I think I know what's happening. In another world, we'd call it exterminatus.
No, not that. Not yet, anyway. But I am calling the captain.
All right, okay. He pops up on a screen. Can I assist you?
Yes, we're currently parked over the Imperial base, aren't we?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. Basically, on the opposite side of the planet, I want you to park there instead. And I want you to point all of your sensors downwards and give me the sensor streams.
Okay, then.
The place he's directing you to is the place we're going, just so you understand what we're asking and why.
I will definitely be forwarding him, like, proper coordinates and whatnot, but yeah, we've got a giant ship. It's got telescopes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Park over the damn site and point them at it.
That seems fair.
Okay, he sends the coordinates to the helmsman. It will be about half an hour till we're there.
Cool.
Understood.
We still have planning anyway, so
I'll ring off at that point. Right, so we're going to find out what's going on with the temple area and whether or not the Imperial base has been keeping their maps up to date like they're supposed to. And failing anything else, I'm sure we've got a couple of turbo lasers on this thing that can give us a bigger landing site if we need.
It might antagonize the local fauna, shall we say.
I'm hoping it will evaporate them.
I mean, yes. Right, so assuming that it doesn't, though, what is the plan regarding dangerous force-sensitive eels? I presume from what you were saying about Imperial Base just going with the let's just be big and made of rock.
Yeah.
The inside of the temple might be all right.
Doesn't protect our TIE fighters when we park them there.
No.
If the area around the temple remains clear, then there may be something repelling them already.
Okay. That would be nice.
Indeed. If they're force sensitive and this is an area strong with the force, they may naturally be inclined to stay away, for example. Because they certainly don't seem to be swarming it. Besides that, until we see the site with our own remote eyes, I've got no real way of knowing whether or not we're likely to be swarmed as soon as we set foot on the place. Turning our attention to the temple itself, then, assuming we can land, there are notable areas of collapse here, 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 and here. GM question, do any of those areas include, like, the front door?
So, what you can see is basically where the entrance was.
Right.
So, you assume the rest of it is underground.
Mm-hmm.
So all you can see from the maps and stuff you've been given is like a kind of looks like some steps going down and then like some collapsed walls. It's just like a square. There isn't any kind of walls or building left.
So it's kind of pulling the metro station and trick. There's not much a ground level. It's just like, don't fall down the hole and here's the stairs.
I mean, the stairs just go down into the rubble.
So they're not clear?
The stairs are clear, but
okay.
The entrance is not.
Right. Can I flip this on its head somewhat? When we go to the temple, what do we want to find? What are we after? Why are we coming? I know we're coming here because it was the next link in the chain from that Jedi we bought. What do we think we can find at the temple? Hidden area? Information? What? What are we going to look for when we get down there?
So we have only dubious evidence that the Jedi...
The Temple Guardian chap.
Yes. Trying to find his name. Suri Lamone, I think?
Yep.
I have only dubious evidence that he died in the raid here.
I see. So our plan is to ascertain whether he did in fact snuff it, or if he did not and in fact legged it, yes?
Or is still here.
Let's really hope that it's not that one. Because from what I remember, Temple Guardians are unpleasant to fight. Okay.
There may have been information left behind, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
The raid was not exactly surgical, shall we say. Gestures at pile of rubble on screen.
Yes, well, you get what you play for when it comes to clone troopers, don't you?
Quite. Do we have any information on the layout of said temple from the records of that raid? I can't remember if we got stuff like that.
There wasn't anything in the reports that you had from the first brother or the clone troopers who were there.
We found his mask. Yeah, so we're here to find what may be found, effectively.
I see. So we're basically saying we need to make a thorough examination of location, which means, one, we need to be able to get inside the thing. And two, once we get inside, we need to be able to map the place to ensure that there's not any odd places where the dimensions aren't mapping up, if you take what I mean.
I'll stock up on extra drones.
Mm-hmm. Some form of mapping ability definitely will. Getting it in, I assume we have access to some form of explosives, thermal detonators or something.
Yeah, there'll be some in the armory.
Cool. I'll go and grab some of those before we leave then, just in case we have to, you know, make holes in walls and shit.
If they have any proper breaching charges, grab those.
Yeah.
They're good fun.
That will definitely be on the list of things that I would be doing. What else might we require?
Any thoughts, brother?
I mean, I can't really think of anything particularly. I just, you know, I tend to just go for, you know, jumping on people and hitting them with lightsabers.
I have to say, the scout trooper's asking about how are we keeping the eels away does keep coming to mind.
Do we have any kind of, like, sonic devices?
We don't think, we don't know that they don't like the sonic, though, do we?
Well,
where has that popped into my brain?
I mean, I think I'm probably extrapolating from eels in real life, but obviously these are not real life eels. These are special Star Wars.
They're
eels.
Eldritch eels.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the reports we have about the Eldritch eels as to anything which has been, you know, like, noted as they didn't seem to like this?
You can have a scan through. Nothing's really mentioned. There seems to be a lot of use of, like, stun setting on guns, but that would obviously mean having someone standing there, like, on guard, just, you know, shooting the whole time, which you could do. There's a mention of kind of electricity affecting some of them.
Maybe something a bit castle proddy there?
I mean, that works for individuals, but as for, like, cordoning off an area,
do we have portable force fields, maybe?
There would be force fields on the ship. Does someone want to make a roll?
I mean, what sort of roll are we talking? That is the thing. Because if it's clever, it ain't going to be me.
It probably is clever.
Yeah, it ain't me.
Okay. I can do clever, hopefully.
Please.
And I'm also going to go with pragmatic survivor assassin as being something I can tag here. It's just like, keep those away whilst I do my job.
Survive the eel!
Okay, so that's going to get me a +2 to my clever of 2, which is 4, and the dice say +3. So, 7.
The dice want us not to be eaten by eels, which makes a nice change.
That's true. No, they want us to get close to the eels before they start eating us.
Most force fields, you can walk through.
Yeah.
They only kind of deflect energy bolts.
Oh, there's no, like, area interdiction force fields then? Or electrical field emitters or something along those lines?
You could potentially, I mean, a ray shield would probably do it, but they generally cover a small area.
Okay.
You might need to, like, rig up something or get someone to rig up something to make it a larger area.
I mean, it depends really on whether there's going to be eels inside the place or not. If there's not going to be eels inside the place, we could get a small area that just covers the door.
Yeah.
I am somewhat concerned about the TIE fighters whilst we're away, though. Can they be made to park, like, 10 feet off the ground?
They do need to be on solid.
Oh, shame. Okay, so at least in terms of not getting followed by eels, the ray shield might do it. Or what we would ask the armorer to try and modify them to do more?
Yeah, or possibly
engage in DIY.
One of the engineers.
I will send a message to the engineering department and ask how they feel about the possibility of ray shield fencing, just to see what kind of response they get back.
You get a message back fairly quickly, saying, "We'll come back to you on that."
It's not a no.
It's not a no. This is true. It's certainly more positive than it could have been. The other option, I suppose, is we land in the TIE fighters and then give them an autopilot command to go back to the ship.
True.
Leaving us to be picked up by, presumably, Rando later.
I wouldn't be against that idea in terms of preserving the transport, at least. Probably still want to investigate getting some sort of eel exclusion zone, but it becomes less pressing that it's large area if we can make the TIE fighters not part of the problem.
Yes. Are they capable of taking such commands and returning to base, basically?
You can program them.
Okay.
It will mean that you'll have to call them back.
Yes.
To go anywhere.
Which is going to be fun if we have to go anywhere quick, but...
How long is it from orbit to ground around this area?
Say again?
How long is it from orbit to ground?
How long will we be waiting, effectively?
Basically.
It depends. The kind of upper atmosphere seems quite energetic.
Ah, that is then... I think we're just going to have to land them. So basically either the engineering department comes back and says, yes, you can have some ray shielding, we can make it do this big, and then we decide what we're taking based on that. Or we get dropped off by someone who orders to come back and get us after an hour or so, or 2 hours, however, to make it.
So the question is, if we can fit three TIE fighters down there, can we fit a lander? Because that can have, like, a suitable pilot and any equipment on, and can go back up once we're deployed.
You could probably fit one of the smaller shuttles, transport shuttles.
Like maybe an Imperial shuttle, one of them. Why? No, they're not Y-wing.
Lambdas.
Lambdas, they're, that's it.
Yeah, Lambda class.
Yeah, that would probably fit. Obviously, you're not sure on the state of the how stable like the rubble is, but
well, that's not that much of a problem for us, really. As long as Rando can hover, we can jump out. We do have the force.
Getting equipment off in that circumstance might be a little more troublesome.
Put it in shock crates and chuck it out the back of the door. I mean, we've done that with the Ewok now.
That's true. He didn't
like it. It wasn't comfortable. But for quick deployment of Angry Box, it did work.
It did. And we were very, very lucky that there were a lot of people for him to force choke immediately afterwards.
I mean, that's why we had to throw him out of the land.
Okay, you get a ping in reply from the engineering team.
Okay.
They say you can have a stable ray shield of about 5 meters.
That's really not much.
It's enough to do the entrance.
Yeah, that's it.
They could possibly fit multiple ones that overlap, but the ones they have are not really suitable for larger areas.
I'll ping a message back. Thanking them for their prompt response and asking them to make sure they know where they are in case they are required.
Okay.
Well, I think we're going to need at least one for the entrance.
Yeah, I reckon so.
So time to get one ready for deployment at the entrance to this temple.
Yep.
Just in case they need to plan for that.
You get another ping and the like live feed of the view pops up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will try and match it up with the map data to see how off it is. Basically, how much we're going to have to look at everything again.
So it's fairly accurate. There's a bit of bit more kind of growth around the edges of the clearing, but nothing particularly excessive.
Cool. That's good.
Okay.
You can't particularly see any any of the eels in the temple area?
No obvious eel activity. No squirming, no wriggling, no crawling up inside you.
Right.
That's interesting. It does mean that they have been staying away.
Potentially maybe. Staying away. It well, might just be that they're cuddling around the entire temple and they don't feel the need to move.
Alternatively, they may just simply have no attractant and living people would be that.
Hooray!
In any case, I think
our plan is to serve them dinner.
No, our plan is to make sure that we don't become dinner.
Good point. Well made.
Okay, so that leaves the plan mostly intact, and I think it's going to be Lambda class, a couple of crates of mapping drones, a ray shield to give us fencing around the entrance, three Inquisitors, and a phone so that they can be called back quickly if needed, and what do we reckon? 4 hours? Tops?
Four hours before they come back and check in with us if they haven't heard from us. So.
Do we want to lay down a force magnitude for them to check on us with?
Good question. If we haven't gotten back to them in 4 hours, that either means our communications are out or we've all been killed. The force calculation between those two things is wildly different. Because if we've all been killed, then they should be coming down here with, like, battalion strength.
Well, once they've worked out that we've been killed, they should be backing off and nuking it from orbit.
Yeah. Basically, I would suggest that they come down with a couple of squads if they have to come down to rescue us.
Okay.
It's going to be serious bad news time if they're having to come and rescue us. And certainly if your supposition about the reason the eels aren't currently here, if we're under attack by eels, them coming down with lots more people, let's be perfectly honest, that gives us a better chance of escaping. Because the eels will have a smorgasbord to choose from.
All right.
And when there is 50 things on the menu, well, 49 other things don't get tried, do they?
Well, you just use the force to pull them in the way, right?
All that works too.
You don't tell them that up front.
No. Well, no. Tell them, Matt.
Right, so you want 4 hours.
4 hours, and, you know...
Four hours, which we can extend if we get back to them and say, right, we're still in contact with you, we haven't managed to find everything, give us another 4 hours. That's...
I mean, you've got a channel frequency to Agent Burns, so...
Yeah, so as long as we... I mean, if we go completely out of contact, then, yeah, the panic countdown starts. But if we're regularly checking in and going, actually, it's taken us 2 hours to get through this fucking wall, give us another couple of hours, then we should be all right.
Okay.
Seems reasonable.
Which means this plan will be fucked the moment we touch the enemy. Because that is what always happens with plans.
I mean, we have to find the enemy first.
We are also sort of assuming that there is an enemy, which there may not be.
Inquisitors, of course we're assuming there's an enemy.
True enough.
There usually is, after all.
Yes, usually there is some form of enemy.
Okay, Doc. I think we have our plan.
Okay. Burns comes back into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Your shuttle is available whenever you require it.
Excellent.
And I've put a squad of troopers on standby.
Don't mind, I've just covered myself in green paint.
Okie dokie then. So, we've got our sensor data. We have not, regrettably, had to use the turbo lasers. Shame. We were going to make sure that we picked up additional probe droids for mapping, additional breaching charges for clearage, and a ray shield for cordoning off the entrance once we get down there.
Correct.
And we are going to dump them out in shop crates so that we can not land in the potential eel mass.
We're going to get there, and there's just going to be no eels. The eels will just be a story that the people in the medical place tell to keep people from wandering about.
I mean, that's entirely possible. There's the whole thing of that just means that nobody's seen the real environment, and what is that? Oh my God, what is that?
Let's just hope it's not cool.
Well, you can all feel, and Luca can see, a large mass of presence in the Force. So there's something down there.
Yeah. We're hoping it's several billion eels and not one really fucking large eel.
Not the way it's squirming.
True. So it could be a giant octopus rather than what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Or squid.
Hooray. Anyway, I think we've reached the point where we absolutely have to leave the ship and go down to this stupid
Yeah. whilst we're picking equipment up, I will make sure that the probe droids I'm getting are all, you know, up to date on their mapping software and whatnot.
I'm going to do the unthinkable and bring a blaster because the notes we have on the eels specifically talked about stun setting on the blaster. So, just in case.
That's fair.
Oh, but I hate edge lighting.
Okay.
Now, question for the 17th brother. Do you want to be shock rated or not?
I can live with being shock rated.
Sweet.
So, plan is, we come down into a hover, we throw the equipment crates and an angry Ewok out of the door, we wait 30 seconds to see if the angry Ewok gets eaten by giant eels, and then we proceed down, yeah?
Or he starts eating them.
Column A, column B, we know one of the two things that happen if that occurs.
I will add one extra step into there. Make sure we do a wide pass of the entire site on the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing quite like getting the old Mark 1 eyeball pointed at stuff, or in, I don't know what Mark or sight is, but whatever, we've all got stuff. That's a go.
Okay, you head off to the shuttle.
Mm-hmm. I assume Rando is driving?
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, at least we're in good hands for the first part.
You set off from the ship. There's a slight delay because of the exciting atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But Rando is fairly skilled in kind of manoeuvring around it.
That's a reason we like him.
He kind of does a fly past over the area, circles round, and then is kind of going down into a hover.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 foot off the ground.
Cool. Hey, 17th brother, brace yourself. I start hurling boxes out the back of the thing. I will do my best to make the 17th brother's crate one of the ones I carefully throw out the back of a shuttle.
Okay.
But, yeah.
He's been put in a shot crate for a reason. Whilst 19th brother is chucking crates, I am going to be taking a look around with, like, a scope.
You still can't see any eels round the temple entrance. You can feel them further off, but there's nothing very near.
Do they suddenly feel like they're getting closer?
You don't think so.
Okay.
But nothing is as yet on the ground.
Well, crates are.
Crates be floating?
Crates be getting
tripped up. No body is on the ground.
Righto. Hey, 17th. Off you go. Weak. And now there is an Ewok on the ground.
Okay. You don't really feel or see any kind of change in eel feeling.
God, what a sentence.
I know.
There is no change in your eel feeling. Ha. My doctor told me I'd stop by now. Right, so...
Okay.
I guess we go join him.
Yeah.
Rando, as we said, come back for us in 4 hours unless we contact you to tell you either to come sooner or don't come at all. You know what I mean. See you in a bit. Later. Bye.
Ta-ta.
Jumps out the back of the ship. Oh,
okay.
I hate edge line lighting.
You land suitably.
Right. First thing we do, ascertain which crate the ray shield is in, head over to where the stairs are, apply ray shield stairs.
Okay.
Minor correction. Crate's inside where the ray shield is going first.
Fair enough.
Then ray shield.
Well, one of us should be setting the ray shield up while the others are gathering the rest of the crates then. Because, again, the more time we spend without a ray shield, the worse potentially it could be.
Indeed. How technically difficult is setting up the ray shield?
Not particularly difficult, but it will require a roll.
Right, okay.
Is the roll clever?
Yes.
Then I believe you are on ray shield duty, and I will go and collect crates, potentially with our erstwhile already crated.
All righty then. I get the crate with the ray shield. I pop it open, and a small paper booklet falls out, claiming that I need an Allen key and with some small cartoon stormtroopers on it.
Of course. Empire was always IKEA.
They're only getting bigger.
While doing that, I'm grabbing the rest of the crates, obviously.
So okay. I get a total of 3 on my clever.
3 on your clever. Okay, you managed to quickly scan the kind of keypad, and it seems fairly simple. You can try, if you want, to make it slightly bigger.
As long as it covers the entrance, I'm fine.
It's going to cover the stairs down. I put a little clip of the entrance in the chat. So depending on where you set it up, it's going to cover the stairs and kind of halfway along into the into the middle of the what would have been the entrance.
So. Where are we at the moment? I'm trying to work out which bit is the down part of the stairs.
So the stairs go down left to right.
Okay. So we are currently on the left of that diagram.
Yes.
Can we cover the surface aperture with the ray shield as it is? Or will it require tuning?
You think you probably want to position it further down the steps.
Okay.
So it covers part of the dark areas like the rubble.
Right. Okay. I will set it up wherever allows us to have no possible eel holes.
Okay.
Again, sentences I was not expecting today.
There's always an eel.
You'll be able to adjust it if you need to once
eels occur.
So once you've
gotten everyone inside,
got an entrance into the temple.
Okay. Right. I will set it up around about where it should go once we're sure. And I presume by that point everyone else is done lugging crates, so we can have a look down these stairs.
So the area down the stairs, it's basically like an empty stone swimming pool.
Right.
Where the first section is the floor has partially cracked and you've got several alcoves in the walls. Then you've got a massive pile of rubble that kind of covers the entrance and half the rest of the what would have been the entrance hall.
Is there a way to just sort of clamber over that and get further in?
You can't see an entrance. It's presumably the corridor that it connects to is completely blocked.
Currently completely blocked, but we've got breaching charges.
We do, but if it's caved once, then we need to be careful about how we use them. Does it seem... Is our view of the corridor completely blocked, or do we have like a little bit that we can look through and see that it's completely full?
No, you can't see. It kind of goes up over the top of the what would have been the wall. So you assume it would have gone down again?
Right. Okay. Any ominous creaking from the floor, like the cracks are an actual problem, or is it like cracking rather than collapse?
It seems to be stable. If you want to look around, there are little points on the alcove which seem to be some kind of defense system.
Are we seeing any energy signatures?
No, there's no energy signatures in this area.
Good.
Other than
if we manage to find anything to turn the power back on, we need to be cognizant of the fact that, hey, they got temple lasers.
They do indeed used to have temple lasers.
Can we, like, use the force to try and push some of this rubble aside? It's probably not my best option.
Yes,
but...
you can try to lift rocks about.
I've got a force full of one. Let's give it a go.
You could potentially all...
Shall we work together for that? Because I've got a force full of three. Maybe you want to help me instead of trying to do it yourself. He's sitting there lifting one small rock, and I'm like, oh, we can...
I think we should probably work together.
Yeah, help me.
I am. Fine with that. I just didn't remember that this system had a helping mechanic.
Yeah. I believe the other two helping me will give me a +2. So I will concentrate and try and rip the rubble out of its hole. Okay. A total of 6.
Right, okay. So you concentrate with the force and you manage to move, you kind of part them, so you can actually see the corridor.
Cool.
It looks like part of the corridor is blocked as well, so you need to do a bit more to get inside.
Okay, bear with me. I'm going to try and move the stuff I've already got force pulled out of the way, so that I'm not having to hold on to all of that and still do more. Once I've got it out of the way, I will kind of push through and out just to sort of make a hole through the rubble. I don't want to pull the rubble out because it might be holding the roof up. I just want to force a hole through the rubble, effectively.
Okay.
I assume you're still helping me.
Yes, because that's the sensible thing to do.
Indeed. Ooh, well, the dice, they decided that this most definitely has to happen, so I score 8.
Okay. You kind of move the rubble you've kind of already moved out the way and force the rest kind of down so there's a hole you can get through.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's kind of like an antechamber, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Has also partially collapsed. There are several pillars that have fallen down. There are still two holding up part of the roof here.
Right. Well, I'm not touching them. These pillars are spoiling my view, rips them out of the way.
That would be very dark side.
And dumb. Which would also be very dark side.
I was going to say, as I said. Before I go into the next chamber, I am going to get all of my drones started up and mapping the first chamber so that they all have the same reference point for the map.
Okay.
And then they're going to basically follow me like little ducklings, well, ominous ducklings.
Ominous ducklings, okay.
You know, in a train.
Good name for a band.
And then as and when we get to areas where we need them to map stuff, like one will peel off and start doing the run and whatnot. I'm going to say that I picked up 10 dedicated mapping drones for this particular mission. They're probably not Vipers, funnily enough.
Okay. Do you want to make a... I don't know. A quick check for spotting.
Is it quick check for spotting? I'll try. It's a one. But can I tag something? See but not be seen?
Yeah, go on then.
Two total. That was not a great roll. And quick is not my forte.
Really?
So in this room you can see blood on the floor.
Wait.
Fresh?
No, but quite old.
Okay.
This
is in the second room, right?
This is in the second room.
Samples.
Sorry?
Samples. We must get samples.
Okay.
Very old, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will get some in like a file for testing, but I suspect it's as much floor dust as it is blood at this point.
Yeah, but you know what? Thoroughness never cost us. The opposite is not true.
Is anyone else looking around?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking to see what our way forward would be from here.
Okay, so it looks like, as I say, it's just like a courtyard kind of anteroom, and generally these kind of temples follow like a linear pattern.
Right, so you go along and then along and then along a bit more.
Yeah, so, I mean, in here you've got more alcoves with plinths on.
Right.
You can see that there are a couple of like ruined statues.
I am getting definite French palace vibes.
There seems to be so in front of where you assume the next, well, where you can see the door is, there's more kind of organized rubble, like it's been used as cover.
In place rather than it happened there, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
So sort of like somebody bombarded the place and then everybody went, well, we've just been bombarded, but we're still alive, so we're going to set these bits of rock up ready for when the inevitable clan troopers come in through the door?
Yeah, it does look kind of barricade-ish.
Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Is there anything living behind it, besides the inevitable squirming background of or a desktop?
No, it does look pretty... Well, it's not newly done, let's put it that way.
It's deserted, okay. Shall we say.
Yes.
Excellent. Is the door intact?
The door does appear to be intact.
That's odd.
Yeah. I mean, only clone troopers are this accurate, so...
No, the reports say they got in further than this, is my point.
I wonder if they only believed they'd gotten in further.
Possibly. I am going to take a good close look at the door. Are we being illusionized? I try and stick my hand through the door.
You hit your hand against the door.
What's it made out of?
It's made out of a thin, like, metal sheet. But it's a door that, like, opens inwards rather than slides.
Right.
How quaint, he says in Star Wars. Where everyone does the slidey future door thing.
Uh-huh.
Presumably there is some sign of a handle? Or is it one of these just push? plates.
You don't see handle, but it does move if you push it.
Oh,
right. Before you do,
yeah,
maybe check to make sure there's no explosive power signatures behind it.
I will wave my scannery thing at it.
Well, it doesn't detect anything, and you kind of sweep it around the door.
I'm just feeling a little bit paranoid, given that you said that the clone troopers supposedly got in further than this, and yet we're finding a door that should probably have already been destroyed, because they are not known for their sense of decor, shall we say.
Does my scanner show anything about what is beyond the door? Like, is it a corridor? Is it another big open space? What?
You're getting kind of small pings back, so you think it's a narrow corridor.
Okay. But still no power signatures, right?
No power signatures. You do think that it's not a... So the room that you're in has got quite a high ceiling.
Right.
But this one is, well, you can see from the size of the door,
it's a bit shorter.
It's shorter, probably than a standard size door.
Really? Okay.
But the Ewok's going to be fine.
We might have to double over.
I don't know how tall you guys are, so.
I think we ascertained that. Because we've done this before. We did this back in the crystal caves on the previous planet. The Ewok is by far and away the shortest of us. Miraluka's are pretty tall. Kamasi are pretty tall.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to be crawling, basically, is probably what's going to happen here.
I am going to step back from the door and try and open it with the force.
Okay, it's a bit stiff to, like, there's some rubble or something behind it, so it's difficult to open all the way, but you can get through.
Okey-doke. You know what, 19th brother, you're probably best up front, because I've got to tend to the ominous ducklings.
You know what, 17th brother, you are far shorter than me. And I suspect you are better placed up front because you're the only one who's not going to be crouching.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if you wouldn't mind taking point, I'll be right behind you.
Mm-hmm.
You are going into a corridor that is now rather dark. The only light source to this point has been the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I presume we have flashlights? Or whatever magical future flashlights are?
Glow globes, followers,
we've
something like that.
Also got lightsabers.
I mean, we do also have lightsabers. That they are kind of... Let's put it this way. If we go into this temple and we find a temple guardian, coming towards him with a red lightsaber is basically saying, hey, stab us! Stab us hard, man!
Yeah, but, I mean...
We're not subtle. That is true.
Yeah, so I... sure that I am going to be igniting my lightsaber and using that.
Okay.
And I guess I'm... Well, 19th brother behind you, and then me and the ominous ducklings behind.
Yeah, I won't be igniting my lightsaber. I won't be igniting my lightsaber simply because, I'm right behind the 17th brother, and I don't want him to stop suddenly and get shish kebabbed. Oh, I'm very sorry. I seem to have run you through by accident with my lightsaber.
Self-cooking shish kebab, too.
Yeah.
So, when you ignite the saber, you can see it is a fairly narrow corridor, and the ceiling does dip down slightly. There are more crates that seem to have been left that were, you assume, more barricades. Are you going to carry on walking?
17th is in front.
Yep, I will be keeping walking.
Okay, you get kind of about halfway along the corridor, and there are two doors on the left-hand wall and two doors on the right-hand wall. Two of the doors, the first sets of doors, are mostly there. They do have some like bits missing. There's kind of chunks out of the kind of door surround. There's a lot of rubble on the floor. Do you want to keep going?
These doors we're seeing, are they similarly quaint and unlocked?
No, they are more what you'd expect in a temple. You know, they've got like a Jedi symbol kind of middle center.
Almost as if that first door was a later addition. Whether it occurred before or after the initial assault, that I don't know. Either way, we're probably going to have to start checking these side doors as well. Do you want the ducklings to do that? Or
I brought them for a reason. They should be able to handle simple doors. Do the doors still move at all?
There doesn't appear to be any power to them.
Can we just slide them out of the way?
You can probably shove them with a forceful shove.
Fair enough. Give me a moment then, and I will try and brain them out of the way. Three.
Which one are you going for?
There was one on the left and one on the right, was there?
So there are four doors.
Oh, never mind.
The first two are the ones that are damaged. So the one on the left and one on the right.
Okay, in which case I will go for the one on the right.
Okay. Dorm number three. You managed to kind of scrape it open. It is damaged. Are you going in or just looking in? Or
I thought we were firing a drone in there.
Oh, all right, okay.
Yep.
Can you make a roll for seeing?
A seeing eye drone roll?
Yes.
Seeing.
Let's go for careful.
Okay.
We are being relatively
good. Total of one.
Climbing. I thought careful was one of your good stats.
My careful is two. The dice gave me a minus one.
Oh, okay.
That's about right. We have been doing remarkably well
for
today.
You.
True. Door number three, right. You would expect like the floor to be similar to, you know, the corridor.
Yeah. Is it
supposedly
mud?
Hasn't been, you know, trod in 5 or so years.
Mm-hmm.
But all the like little bits of rubble and stuff around the edges of the room.
So it's like somebody's cleaned the floor?
Yeah, it looks like someone's moved everything.
How dusty is the mostly clean bit?
There is some dust, but not as much as you'd expect.
How long ago did we get this mission? Just number of days.
Number of days? Three, maybe?
Also, didn't we decide on this mission?
Yes, you did.
It wasn't given to us. We said, we're going to go here and look at this thing because
we're suspicious. There's the point. We said that. And if...
We said it to our cruiser, the High Inquisitor. I can't remember if Blooded mentioned it to the Emperor. But, like, that either means we have a spy on our cruiser, or the High Inquisitor let it slip.
Yeah, but remember how suspicious these Fulcrum transmissions were, and how on point they were about timings. Does it look like about 3 days' worth of dust by any chance?
You're not sure with a roll of a one.
I'm going to look at the others and go, it's too clean in there. Somebody has cleaned up.
Somebody has cleaned up, but that doesn't mean they've done it because we've arrived. They may have done it because they live here still.
That's certainly part of it. There is dust on the floor, but I can't tell how much through the droid, not with this quality of scan.
Right. Well, I think it is clear that we're going to have to proceed with a little more caution.
Did I find... through the droid, any other doors in there? Or is it like a single door storeroom type thing?
You'd know that there'd be several, and you assume all these four doors are dorm rooms for Jedi and their bedroll to crash in, basically.
Okay.
An interesting thing for somebody to run them if they're not living in.
We have no power signatures besides ourselves, so it's not like they have some sort of cleaning drone.
We haven't checked for life signatures, have we?
I will check specifically for life signatures. I thought that came up on the energy signature scan, but it's possible I'm wrong.
The likelihood is we're just going to get... There's a fuckload of eels about!
There's nothing in your immediate vicinity.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. Have a look at the other side, I guess. Find okay. out whether the cleaning is oddity or the rule.
So the door opposite, you can again get open. It's in comparison with the other room, this one has not been touched. There's like bits of stone all over the floor, cobwebs. There's like a really old like bedroll in the corner, but that's covered in dust as well. It hasn't been touched recently.
Okay. Just looking back through the notes on the first brother's report, when they were clearing the area, they found an escape route in a dormitory that led to a landing platform.
Ah. Mm-hmm. So that could be this, then.
Possibly. Have we come out into a room that is no longer Ewok-sized?
It is normal size in here.
Okay, right.
You can stand up.
Right. I think we have found the dormitory.
Okay. So this is actually something we were expecting to find, yeah?
To some degree, but that's still way less. I'm going to actually go into the room that had been cleaned and, mm-hmm. like, look more closely at the floor. Because this is bugging me now. This is way less dust than there should be in here. You get that, right?
I mean, I don't have your almost obsessive compulsive attention to detail, but sure, go ahead.
Roughly how many days dust do I think this is? Is it like a week? A month? A year? Whatever that turns out to be in standard?
You would estimate more than a month.
Okay. So this is more than a month, but less than a year's dust. So month to a couple of months.
So a month ago,
someone stopped cleaning this.
Someone stopped using this room.
Are there any traces of the dust? Or is it like someone cleaned up behind them to make sure they didn't leave any trace?
There aren't any footprints or anything like that.
I think this was someone leaving.
Well, then they must have been leaving from somewhere in here. Something in here must have some clues. Even if they completely rinsed a room down, bleached it so they left no clues, we're going to be able to find that. So let's go and have a look further in.
Yes, I agree.
However, I believe we've reached time. Would you like me to do the thing?
Sure, do the thing.
However, we have run out of time, so thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed us very slowly trying to fight our paranoia about this temple. If you have enjoyed what you've been listening to, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podchaser reviews, your Podbean reviews. You can talk to us at thecultoftandice.net or thecultoftandice@gmail.com or at cultoftandice.bsky.com, I believe. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.